Father, we bless you this morning. We exalt you. You are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, O Lord. We bless your name. You are good. You are kind. We honor you, O Lord. We bless your name. Thank you, Father. You are worthy to be praised, O God. We lift you up higher. Lord, we honor you. We bow before you. We say you are God, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. Thank you for your love over us. Lord, we worship you. You are God from beginning to the end. There is no place for argument. Oh, you are God and you are God alone. We bless your name. You are worthy to be praised. Glory be to your name, O Lord. We thank you. And this morning, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday, the 17th of August, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy and for his grace over your life. Honor him, for he is God and he will never change. Thank him for his love over you. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning this day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord that no weapon that is formed against me this day will prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I condemn them. In the name of Jesus, every evil word that is passed into this day, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, any weapon that is prepared into this day, you will not prosper over my life. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord and I declare that the Lord go before me into you this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, oh, the Lord arise and fight for me. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord this day, my going out is blessed and my coming in is with testimonies. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord command his blessings upon me. The Lord command his blessing upon my storehouses. In the name of Jesus, the Lord open unto me his good treasures. In the name of Jesus, the Lord open unto me the floodgates of blessing upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you this day that all that is in you work together for my blessing. All that is in you work together in my favor. In the name of Jesus, this day you will not work against me. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord and I declare that lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. I declare that this day all that is in you will favor me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I walk in the order of the blessings of the Lord. I walk in the order of the grace of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my supply is not limited. For the Lord God will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, this day I declare that I walk in order with the blessings of the Lord. I walk in alignment with the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, this day the Lord enlarge my path so that my feet will not trip. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that the Lord bless me beyond my imagination. In the name of Jesus, oh, the Lord establish for himself a glorious name in my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I am established in the blessings of the Lord. I am established in glorious things. In the name of Jesus, I raise up the banner of the Lord over this day. I declare that no evil will befall me, neither will any plague come near my dwelling. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord and I cancel every language of infirmity over my life. In the name of Jesus, you have no place in me. You will not stand over me. In the name of Jesus, every language of infirmity is canceled over my life. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord and I declare that the grace of the Lord is made available unto me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I am not trapped in the midst of darkness. In the name of Jesus, for the light of God shines upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that my place no man will take, my portion no man will steal. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I bring forth, I show forth, and I shine forth the glory of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that every door that has been opened closed against me. There are open doors of opportunity that has been shut against me. It is open today in the name of Jesus. The Lord opened the floodgate of his blessing unto me in the name of Jesus. I declare that my journey in circle has ended, for I progress, I proceed in speed, in favor and accuracy in the presence of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday. I want us to rejoice in the presence of the Lord. I want you to bless the Lord for his mercy. Thank him for his grace over your life. He's good, he's kind, and his mercy endures forever. Give thanks unto the Lord. Thank him for his mercy. Most importantly, thank him for his love. It's a love that we do not deserve. It's a love that comes not because we do love him, but it's a love that is in existence before our own return of love unto him. For he has loved us even far beyond the time we have ever thought of him. He has always thought of us. Our matter is always his concern, and his love is greater for us. He loved us even before we think of loving him. His love predates our own love for him. For the bigger love that the Father has for us as children, he loves us so much. I want you to bless the name of the Lord, if not for anything, for his love over you, for his love that he has shown unto you, for the life that is the light of Christ that is in you, for deliverance, for healing that he has given unto you. Bless his holy name for victory over the issues of life that he has given unto you. Thank him, for right there where you are, he is adored. Our God is glorified. The fact that you are alive, the fact that you are able to listen to me this morning, the fact that you are able to listen to me today, God is worthy to be praised. If you are no longer alive, there is no space for you to have hope. As long as you are alive, God is God, and he will remain God forever, and he will show himself as God over your life. So I want you to bless the name of the Lord. Thank him. If we are to buy in portion the life that we have, how much do you think you will pay? If we are to buy in kilo or in cubits the breath that we breathe in and breathe out, how many seconds, minutes, hour, days, month and years do you think what you have will buy, if we are to buy? Oh, but the Lord has given unto everyone freely. He has broken the gate of hell, and he has cut the bars of iron. We are going to bless his name. I want you to appreciate him this morning. So we are going to read from the book of Psalm 92. We are reading from verse 1 to verse 15. That's 15 verses. We are reading the whole Psalm 1 to 15. I'm reading from New King James Version. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night, on an instrument of 10 strings, on a lute and on the harp, with harmonious song. For you, the Lord, have made me glad. Through your work, I will triumph in the works of your hands. O Lord, how great are your works! Your thoughts are deep. A senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. When the wicked spring up like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. But you, Lord, are on high forevermore. For behold your enemies, O Lord. For behold your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. My eyes also have seen my desires on my enemies. My ears have heard my desire on the wicked who rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. It shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the court of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing, to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Hallelujah. I want you to give thanks unto the Lord for his good. Thank the Lord for his mercy over your life, for his grace over your home. Give thanks unto the Lord. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praise praises unto his name, for he is our God and we are the sheep of his pasture. To show forth the love of Christ upon our life, to talk about his mercy over our life every day, morning and night, to rejoice before him, to say, oh Lord, how great are your works. Oh, for the thought of the Lord over us is deep, even deeper than what you can imagine. Our God is great. Oh, as for you that stays with the Lord, that rejoice in him, that put your trust in the Lord, for the Lord has exalted your horn like the horn of a unicorn, and he has anointed you with fresh oil. He has placed your feet upon your high places, and he make you to walk upon them, for his anointing is upon you, for his grace is upon your life. Oh, the Lord is good, for he will make you to flourish like a palm tree, and he will make you to grow in strength and in stature. For you are planted in the house of the Lord, therefore you will flourish in his presence, in the name of Jesus. I want you to bless his name. Father, we thank you this morning for mercy, for grace, for your love over us. We honor you. We bow before you, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. And Father, this morning, humbly we come before you and we ask that you will make our coming together before you this day glorious, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. I want to remind you of our program that is coming up on the 28th of August, 2025. I want you to plan, prepare, pray along with us. Plan and prepare to be a partaker of this blessing. It's going to be on the 28th of August, 2025, right here in the city of Ibadan. Anywhere you are in Ibadan, Alok Songo, Eleeli, Mokola, Bodija, anywhere you are in the city of Ibadan, we are going to be having this wonderful program. It's on Thursday, the last Thursday of August, 28th of August, 2025. The venue of the program is at Oluwadamilare Garden. It's right beside National Open University. Before you get to Waheg Junction, you turn in or ask anybody there for National Open University. It's right beside National Open University. I am inviting you to come to the presence of the Lord and enjoy his grace, receive his blessing that he has prepared for you. I pray that the hand of the Lord will be upon your life in the name of Jesus. So mark it in your diary on the 28th of August, 2025. It is well with you in the name of Jesus. Beloved, I want to remind you as well, like I've been doing for a while now, of the coming of our Lord Jesus. The bridegroom is coming. There is no doubt about that. The hour, the time, the day, no man knows, but except the Father that is in heaven. Prepare yourself for the coming of the Lord. Prepare yourself for his coming. Live your life according to his word and be the light that he has made you to be, to show forth the goodness of God, to show forth his grace unto others and bring them to his kingdom. It is well with you. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day and enjoy the presence of the Lord.